With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. 6 days after the young Texas girl disappeared, her body has been found, charges pending against a 42-year-old man.
Divers have recovered the body of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham, a Southeast Texas girl who had been missing since last week. Her body was found in a river near Highway Bridge in Polk County, northeast of Houston. Sheriff Byron Lyons.
My heart aches with this news, and I express with my deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Audrey's family had reported her missing on Thursday after she failed to return after school to her home in Livingston. Investigators later discovered that she never got on the bus to go to school that morning. A suspect, Don Stephen McDougall, lived in a camper on the family's property. I'm Norman Hall.
Two men charged with murder stemming from last week's shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory celebration. Also at SRNNews.com, small business people have a big problem with the Biden administration. Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz on a recent poll of the group's members.
What we have found is that these small business owners, hands down, believe that this administration and the Democrats' agenda has hurt them tremendously. Only about 20% of these small businesses actually believe that the administration and that Biden has actually helped them.
He spoke with the Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher. She lost in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada. And if the polls are correct, Nikki Haley will lose the South Carolina Republican primary to Donald Trump. So why is she staying in the race? Well, Mr. Trump tells a Fox News town hall, I don't think she knows how to get out. The former president says that plays right into the hands of the Democrat establishment. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 77 points. NASDAQ futures off 105. This is SRN News. Even as the Biden administration pressures Israel to accept a ceasefire, the impact of the Hamas war is putting pressure on of a different kind on over 1 million Israeli children and their families displaced by the fighting. Many have been living in cramped hotel rooms for months, upsetting young children. At the National Religious Broadcasters Association meeting in Nashville, Ruth Guggenheim of the Amuna Social Action Organization in Israel spoke with Lori Tratip of SRN News.
You're not doing very well at this stage. You know, there's family crisis. It has increased violence where there has never been violence before. There's a level of anxiety on an individual, one-on-one basis and family level that we have never seen. And to be honest, Lori, we won't know the impact for many months out. We're going to have to assess this every single day.
Guggenheim adds that even healthy families can start to break down as the war with Hamas drags on and movements of displaced Israeli children are restricted. This is SRN News. Didn't take long for charges to be filed under Michigan's new firearms safety law.
A man in Flint, Michigan, became the first person charged with violating the state's gun storage law after his 2-year-old daughter shot herself in the head the day after it took effect. Police learned of the shooting after the man took the girl to a hospital where she remains in critical condition. The new law requires guns be safely stored. Police found two in the man's bedroom, both unsecured and loaded. They found no gun locks or safes. The man faces charges including first-degree child abuse, a felony violation of Michigan's gun storage law, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and lying to a police officer. I'm Ben Thomas.
Tragedy on a beach in South Florida. A young girl was buried in sand and died when a deep hole she was digging with a little boy collapsed on the children. More details at SRNNews.com.